In every meeting, in a sense, it goes out in every message that is proclaimed. There are two main aspects of the call of God. Firstly, there's the call to salvation. The Savior said, "I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So if you're a lost sinner in the meeting, the Savior is calling you today to himself in salvation. Every believer in the meeting, when you got saved, God called you. He called you to repentance. He called you to redemption, to salvation. The Lord said through the prophet Isaiah, "I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine." Think of how precious that is. The call is a personal one, called you by name. And it's an individual one. What a privilege that is, brethren and sisters. Sometimes we lose sight of that. That the wonder, the privilege, that we were called to salvation by the King of Kings himself. You remember Samuel? The Bible says he did not know the Lord. Maybe that's your condition today. If it is, we want you to know we're concerned for you. But there was a night when God called them repeatedly. And that was the night that young Samuel was saved. So there's the call to salvation. But there is much more than that, brethren and sisters. That is not the end of the story, because there is also the call to service. And that's the one we want to emphasize in the message today. The Savior says, may you hear this call afresh today. Follow me, and I will make you to be fishers of men. So that's a call to those that are already saved, already converted. It's a call to service, a call to soul winning. And it goes out today to every Christian, every child of God in the meeting. So brethren and sisters, there is the call to serve the Lord. And I want to stress that, impress it upon your hearts today. I want to stress afresh to you that we're saved to serve. Every day the Lord gives you on this earth, that's the reason for it. He has saved you that you might serve him. And I pray that you'll never forget that, however long the Lord allows you to live. So God has saved you for a purpose. And the purpose that he saved you is that you might do a work for him. And it's that call to service that is given here in the text of Scripture that is before us. The Savior speaking to his disciples, speaking at the well at Samaria. And as he speaks to them, he calls them. He challenges them to greater service for him. And he gives that same call to you, to all who are gathered in this meeting in Armagh Free Church this Sabbath morning. And I want to emphasize that especially there's the call to look. The text says, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest. So here's the challenge, men and women, to look, to have a vision of the harvest fields, a vision of the lost souls that need to be won for Christ. You think of the question, why did the Savior say, lift up your eyes? And the answer is because the disciples were looking in the wrong direction. And maybe the same is true of you today. Their eyes were downward. They were taken up with the things of this earth, taken up with the things of this world. And that is true of so many of God's people in the days in which we live, looking in the wrong direction. Their eyes are ever and only fixed on earthly things. So I want to ask you, I want you to consider carefully the question, where are you looking today? What is your eyes, your vision, your gaze taken up with? Maybe it's yourself. You're glorying in your talents, your abilities, your achievements, your possessions. Remember what Paul said to the Corinthians. What hast thou that thou didst not receive? It's good to remember that, brethren and sisters. There's not a thing that any of us has that we didn't receive from the hand of God. Sometimes we can get a little puffed up with ourselves. Campbell Morgan, the famous English Bible teacher, he noticed that in one of his sons, even in his service for Christ, he was a little puffed up, a little full of pride. And he said to his son one day, you're good, you're very good, you're very gifted, you're very talented, and you know it. You see, it was coming across in the way he conducted the meetings. It was a gentle rebuke from the Father. He was saying, you're too full of yourself. You need to humble yourself in your service before the Lord. So sometimes we can be taken up with ourselves. Sometimes we're taken up with others. Maybe you look around critically at the earnest efforts of others, always running them down. Or you're looking at them in a covetous, envious manner, wearing the green glasses of envy. You covet their clothes, you covet their car, their job, their home, and all the things that they possess. So our gaze can be taken up with ourselves, taken up with others. Maybe you're looking at your circumstances, taken up with your home, your family, all the situations, all the events that you have passed through and are passing through. So it's a good question, brethren and sisters. Where are you looking today? Are you looking down, as these disciples were, at the wrong things? The Savior gives us the exhortation today: lift up your eyes and look on the fields. Notice that the word field there is in the plural. Look on the fields. There are many harvest fields and native laborers all across the earth today. So the Savior is stressing there are many souls that need to be reached. There's a great harvest of souls that need to be gathered in. He was particularly emphasizing there were many souls in Samaria, the town, the city just beside them, just near to the well. That's what the disciple, or what the Savior wanted his disciples to see that day. And brethren and sisters, he's calling us as well today to get that right vision, that right look. He's calling you to look out from this church today across the earth. And we've done a little of that in the video that we've seen, the missionary video. But he's calling us to look out at the souls, the vast number of souls that need to be reached and need to be won for Christ. Can you see the souls today? Have you a burden for them, a vision? Or maybe you've lost the vision that once you had to be a soul winner for Christ? Remember this, just think of these figures for a moment. There's approximately 1.2 billion Roman Catholics in the world, in the darkness of that superstitious system. There's approximately 1.8 billion Muslims in the world. So there's 3 billion just on their own, those two together. The land of India, we're thankful as a board for the openings, and they're increasing nearly every month that we have into the land of India. Well, it has a population of 1.35 billion. The land of China, 1.4 billion. Africa, that vast continent, 1.2 billion. Think of the souls. Can you see them today? And they need to hear the gospel, men and women. The Savior says, lift up your eyes and look. Look on the fields, the spiritual harvest fields, the souls. Remember, we sometimes sing the chorus, Untold Millions. And they're still untold. As we sit here today, there's millions of people out across the face of the earth in religious systems and in countries and continents, some that we've highlighted to you, and they're still untold. Still need to hear of Christ. Remember, we could quote that chorus, changing it from millions to billions. Untold billions today are still untold, men and women. Do you see that? Do you feel it? Have you the vision that we ought to have personally as a church of the perishing souls? Robert Moffat, he was a pioneer missionary to Africa, came from Scotland. He was the father-in-law of David Livingstone. One of the great and challenging statements that he made, where they had set up their missionary camp away down there in the southern part of Africa, he said that they could look out and they could see the smoke of 1,000 African villages where no missionary had ever been. The spiritual darkness of that great region. And we need to do the same, brethren and sisters. We need to look out and think today of the thousands of places where there's a need of laborers, missionaries, ministers, those that today still sit in spiritual darkness, a vision of lost souls. I'll say this in closing. Jim Elliot, he was one of those five young men killed by the Oka Indians in Ecuador in South America. Whenever he was going to go on that missionary trip, his wife was very concerned. She knew the dangers of it. If anybody did, she did. And she was concerned, deeply concerned. She spoke to her husband about it. She asked him, did he really have to go? And this was his answer, men and women. He said, I'm called. The call of God to service, missionary service, full-time service. The call of God because of the vision he had of those lost souls. And that's what settled the issue. Settled the issue for his wife Elizabeth at that time. Can I ask, is there somebody here today called of God? You've heard the call to full-time service, to missionary work, to devote your life to reaching souls for Christ. Maybe you've been struggling with that call. We can identify with that in our own life many years ago. Remember the words of the hymn we sang a little earlier. Above thine own ambitions hear. Another voice is sounding clear. It is the call of God to thee to leave thine all and follow me. So if you're called, men and women, young person, I urge you to obey his voice. Surrender your life to that call. And do it today. Do it today in this meeting. Let the Lord have his way in your life every day. There'll be no rest and there'll be no peace until the Lord has his way. So a vision of lost souls. Lift up your eyes. Look on the fields. We've highlighted some of those fields, for they're white already to harvest. 400